ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 31 of the Shady Shark Show. The only podcast that purposely tries to kill our brain cells by watching shitty movies. All these shitty shark movies specifically. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of podcasters out there that specifically go to watch movies they can bitch about. But as always, let me introduce the crew. We have Monster, Maddie, and everybody's favorite Yenzer Keith. How y'all doing?
I'm the other one.
Good.
So, before we start, I just want to let you know, if I sound a little out of breath, I apologize. My wife wants me to get into shape and exercise more. She suggested I start doing lunges, which I suppose would be a big step forward.
Lunges are good for you. Lunges are good.
Yeah, the best part about these jokes is that Keith doesn't even get what I just said.
I really thought you were
just thinking about how much you hated doing lunges in high school.
I thought you did.
Keith, I still can't hear you, bud.
All right, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, are you like sitting back on the couch 20 feet away from the laptop?
Yeah, maybe I'm too far from the laptop.
Yeah, dude, you got to sit at a table, dude, and be next to the microphone.
How about now?
A little better.
All right. We can deal with that.
All right. So, Monster, why don't you go ahead and start us off with some shark bites?
Uh-oh. All right. I actually have three this time, although one of them is not really a shark bite, but I just I wanted to get this story out there. So this first one, just to get it out there. So, you know, the rapper Cardi B and her boyfriend Offset, or her boyfriend or fiance or whatever the hell he is to her.
No, I don't know any of that because I don't listen to that music.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but it's kind of hard not to know who she is. So her and her boyfriend are apparently jumping into the Baby Shark cinematic universe. It says this is an article from Vulture.com, and this is only from a couple hours ago that they put this up. But so apparently she's going to be let me see here. It's a G-rated appearance in The Seaweed Sway, a special episode of Baby Shark's Big Show, airing April 15th. And Cardi B is going to be Sharky B, and Offset's going to be Off Shark, and then their baby is going to be Culture Shark, which her name is with a K. Yeah. They're trying to get these people, which I don't know if you know who Cardi B is. She's the last person you should be having on any type of kids show or any type of baby show. And yeah, so they.
I actually read that today too and thought, what the hell?
Yeah.
That you fucking with some wet ass pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really hip hop and everything like that, but I don't know. Cardi B, she's all right, but. I remember seeing somewhere back in the day she liked that Baby Shark stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like 2-3 years ago.
Wait, apparently
no more Cardi B talk. We're moving on.
Yeah, well, they're gonna be making a movie which is gonna be starring both of them as well of the Baby Shark stuff. So get prepared, Baby Shark people, to hear a lot of crap. So
let's move on to right. Shit that doesn't make me mad.
Alright. So there was a, this is coming via Live Science, and this was posted just about, it says 12 hours ago. And so scientists have discovered that a great white shark social club in the clear blue waters of Guadalupe Island off the coast of Mexico. So dozens of sharks descend on the island every fall and winter, you know, for food and stuff. And so, according to a new research published on March 23rd in the journal Biology Letters, a group of great whites were tagged, and it was seen that they had formed cliques and stuff. And so they started swimming around in same-sex pairs in certain areas and basically kind of hunting together as like a social, you know, as a place for them to socialize. I thought that was really cool. It was like, so it wasn't the normal shark they swim with. They would go to another area and meet up with other sharks, and then they would pair off in same-sex pairs and swim around and hunt for food and stuff. So I thought that was really cool, you know. We don't know about, you know, we never hear about stuff like that, so I thought it was a pretty cool one.
You know, clicks just lead to bullying. Sharks are assholes.
Well, there are bull sharks, so. So anyways, so my last one is, of course, I always try to have at least one actual shark bite, meaning somebody getting bitten and stuff here. So this comes via March 21st from CBS News. And it was a tourist killed by a shark in a popular snorkeling spot off a Colombian island. So it said on the Friday it happened. After being attacked by a shark off the coast of Colombia's San Andreas Island in the Caribbean Sea, a 56-year-old man identified as Antonio Rosetto, Dolly Abruzzi or whatever. He was swimming off a cliff when he was bitten by a shark. He did die, and it was an unusual place, they say, for it to take place, in a place that was known for snorkeling, where people snorkel like all the time and stuff. So, you know, it just goes to show wherever you go, man, in the water, you're gonna get bit. So if you don't,
unless you're in a swimming pool,
or unless you're Jason Statham. I mean, yeah. You
know? So, maybe in a bathtub.
Hey, listen, man. hey, monster.
Yeah.
Did you hear there's a blast from the past coming back? I don't know if you, well, you don't remember the 70s, but I do.
Frasier?
No, corduroy pillows. Corduroy pillows are in the news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're making headlines.
Wow.
Corduroys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real 70s joke, man. I had to drop that one because, you know, anybody under a certain age has no fucking clue what corduroys are. I've got a great shark bite. It's actually a two-parter. I thought this was really interesting. Do you guys know there's two big differences between the larger shark breeds and the smaller shark breeds? And it didn't even occur to me. One of them makes sense, and the other one is sort of like reverse of what you would think. Do you know what those two big differences are?
No.
The smaller sharks hunt on the ocean floor, while the larger ones hunt higher up. So the bigger sharks can swim around, probably because they're less prone to predators, and the little ones actually tend to do all their hunting on the bottom of the ocean. I thought that was interesting. And then a reverse of what you would expect. Smaller sharks have shorter lifespans than bigger sharks. It's kind of the reverse of dogs. You know, bigger dogs don't live as long as smaller dogs on average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bigger sharks live longer than smaller sharks.
Probably because it's easier for them to feed, huh?
They're more healthier because they're bigger. They run more.
That's not how it works.
That's what I thought.
No, most large animals have a shorter lifespan. It's just sharks are different, which is kind of cool.
Sharks are awesome.
So Maddie.
Yes.
Hit us up with a shark bite.
I got nothing because Monster stole two of my shark bites about Cardi B. I can't even bring that up again or I'm going to make John mad, so I'm sorry.
Monster, you got to stop doing three or two. Because you're taking them for the other people's.
Or you should ask somebody else to go first instead of me, and then I could have not picked one that she had said because she would have already said.
All right, from now on, Monster goes last.
Yes. There you go.
Hey, Maddie. Maddie.
Did we lose, Red?
Did we lose Maddie?
If I was getting a phone call, I had to mute it.
You got assassinated.
All right. Hey, Maddie.
Yes.
Do you know what a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
No.
They're both parasites.
Good one.
Hey, you know, I got to lay some of these out for you. So, all right, here's the part of the show that everybody's always looking forward to, that everybody's always excited about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my man Keith's Shark Bite. What you got for us, Keith?
I was going to say sharks are the least our fishes and stuff in the ocean that comes up and is on sand. And you see one just pop whales. You'll see a lot of whales on a beach, stuff like that. But you'll never see sharks. That it's rare that that happens. That amazed me. I thought they'd be the first because they attack the beach, but they don't. They love going into deep water.
Well, I saw an article just from a few days ago or whatever that was showing a shark that washed up on the shore. So
they rarely do. Wow.
Okay. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Do you know where you take your canoe when it gets sick?
No.
The boat dock.
Oh, okay.
That went right over his head.
The boat dock anytime. I wish I could go to the boat dock anytime I want.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, Monster.
You should stop going to the weed dock. Start going to the boat dock.
Yeah.
I'm going to the dispensary.
Oh, dear God. All right. Yes, sir. Monster.
Yeah.
We're going to move on, but before we move on, I just want to say one thing to you.
Yeah.
Do you know that it takes a lot of guts to be an organ donor?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Guts, organs.
Yeah, but, of course. Yeah.
So, obviously. This is a special show for us. We're breaking from our normal format, and we decided to do a double feature. Yes. So, instead of like the segment at the end of the show where we do a list or a game show, we actually have two movies. One movie is a classic, and the other movie is what Maddie picked. So we're going to go ahead.
A classic and a new release.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do Maddie's pick. Which, Maddie, what was your pick again?
The Requin.
That's right.
Yeah. Like you forgot already.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's struck close to home being such an emotional study of a marriage that's been fractured by the death of a child. So, oh, wait, no, I thought we watched a shark movie. Never mind. But no, it was a relationship movie. But we'll have more of that later on. So, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Requiem. Here on the Shitty Shark Show.
Stay tuned.
Now, your city encounters America's fearless shock producer face to face as he dares to strike his audience with a 1,000-volt bolt.
Frenzy of blood. A double-barrel power package.
I dismember Mama. Violently raw. It had to be made that way.
Plus, blood-spattered bride, brutally frank realism thrown at you.
The R rating is being strictly enforced.
Double barrel frenzy of blood. If you want to discuss it, you've got to see it first.
Come into the cave of the bat demons. They are waiting for you. They are longing for your blood. And they hope you'll drop in to join them in horror of the blood monsters. A new, a ghastly journey into the weird world of the undead. You will feel your flesh crawl and tingle as creeping creatures slither out of the night to satisfy their unholy cravings. But I warn you, don't come to see Horror of the Blood Monsters alone. Bring a friend. Bring a fiend. Bring your nerve. Horror of the Blood Monsters in weird color. Rated G.P.
And we're back. It's time for Maddie to talk about her favorite movie of the year.
Oh, my.
The Requiem. Requiem. Whatever the hell this thing is, it's got Alicia Silverstone in it. And it made me sad. Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and tell us all about this emotional journey in couples therapy.
Right.
The movie follows this married couple who are trying to work on their relationship after the loss of a child. She's got post, you know, she's got depression over everything that happened, and they're trying to work in their marriage, so they go on this trip to whatever tropical paradise, and they have this, like, hotel room that's above the water, and after a storm, somehow their, like, entire hotel room just sort of floats on the water, and then they try to stay alive for about an hour, and then finally, near the end, Shark shows up after, yeah, and they have to fight for survival, and it is a, it's a movie.
It's, you know, I think it could be best described as about an hour and a half long.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to start off by saying this. This movie reminds me of hemorrhoids. They're both a pain in my ass, and I'm not a fan of either of them. Monster. Yeah. How much did you love this motion picture?
Actually, I really thought it was a good film.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't like the ending, obviously.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
How many concussions have you gotten in your karate class?
Honestly, not one.
Because I know you're not taking bong hits like Keith, so it must be karate hits that I had.
No, I thought it was a really fun movie. I do like Alicia Silverstone, so I always enjoy her acting, even though she's not the greatest actress, but she's not bad really by any means either. But no, I thought it was a good film, man. I really liked the way the shark looked. I liked the, I liked that the shark didn't show up till the third act pretty much. And I liked some of the kills it did and some of the gore they had looked really good and stuff. And I wasn't a fan necessarily of the story or the ending per se. I thought the ending was really, to be honest, trash. But, because I don't think they knew where they were going once they introduced the shark in the third act. I don't think they understood where they were going with it. So they didn't really have an end to it. So it ends on a kind of a weird note. But I mean, I don't know. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was a good film. I liked, you know, the whole house, the way the house looked when it had, I mean, it's not really a house, basically like a room, basically like the size of a bed, you know, a bedroom. And, but I liked the way that looked when it would float it out, you know, to see and stuff. And I liked, how stupid the characters were at times, lighting a fire and stuff and basically burning down the only, floating surface they had, so that was kind of stupid. I liked, towards the end when, you know, I mean, obviously this is all spoilers, but where she pulls out the, the makeshift engine with the, the fan blade on it, the propeller on the end of it, and kind of cuts up the shark's face with it and stuff. I thought that was kind of cool. Although the CGI in that and some of the gore in that specific scene was really bad. But, and the shark wasn't the best looking in certain areas, but in certain scenes it did look pretty good. Like when it's chomping on the one guy, I thought it looked really cool. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not a bad movie by any means. It's just, it doesn't have a good ending. And, you know, there's not really a good story. There's kind of almost no story to it. Like Maddie said, it's just kind of, a relationship story about, you know, whatever, but I thought they brought the emotion to it. So I thought it was done really, really well. For it's a lot better than half the other crap that's been coming out, and pretty much a lot of other stuff we've reviewed here. Like 75% of the stuff we reviewed here has been worse. So.
Monster, I have to tell you, you are firmly in the minority on this. I was talking to, or Maddie and I were on Facebook together. This movie cost $8.5 million to make.
Made
$35,000 in its worldwide release.
Yeah, I did see that.
It tanked. I
did it go to theater.
I don't think Silverstone's a good actress, dude. The stuff where she's like screaming and yelling, and then that fake laugh. It's just.
Hey, I thought the screams were really good, though. That's some of the best screams I've heard on camera in a while, man. No. High octave or however you call it. So
well, no, but the movie is so slow. It's like
yeah, it is.
You get an extended FaceTime call with her mom and sister. Why? Because they didn't have enough material, apparently. Nothing happened. They don't end up on the water until 25 minutes in.
Yeah.
At 50 minutes, you think maybe you're going to get some sharks, but it turns out to be fucking dolphins. And I really, they just keep talking. And I just don't, I mean, I know Alicia Silverstone can act because I've seen her in other things. But yeah, it's just annoying. And then the special effects, it's not even the sharks that bothered me as much. I mean, they're not good. I think the CGI for the sharks is bad. But they shot this basically in Florida on a soundstage. So like when they're standing on the deck, of that before anything happens of their room and they're looking at the ocean and that's terrible CGI. That other part where she first shows up on an island and there's like, even though it's daylight in the tropics and there's all that fog, the fog looks terrible. It's obviously a digital effect. It just looks like shit. And then the other thing, and I'm being picky here, but it bugged me. Did you guys notice all the stand-ins for the stuff they shot in Vietnam when they're actually in Vietnam, and the stand-ins don't really even look like them?
I don't understand how that it was $8 million at $8 million when they
Hold on, Keith, I asked the question.
I was gonna say I didn't actually notice that really.
Yeah, like all the shit that's happening that's clearly actually shot in Vietnam, basically the B-roll stuff. They have stand-ins that don't even look like them.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And yeah, Keith, it cost $8.5 million and maybe they had to spend a bunch of it on Alicia Silverstone, but looking at her career,
basically trying to think they're gonna re-upstart her career, but really that shark movies like that and shark movies in general, ever since after Jaws, I never made big screen. It was like there's nothing there. So why are you going to spend $8 million?
No, dude, there's a lot of shark movies that hit the big screen since Jaws.
I haven't. I rarely see
Deep Blue Sea? How about the Jaws sequel?
I mean, not Deep Blue Sea, but that was about
the
it.
Mag?
The Meg?
Nothing really.
The Meg?
But John, you don't have...
And they never do real
The
big.
Shallows?
Yeah, but... How about 47 meters down?
Yeah, that was going to be my next one.
Yeah, we watched that.
But they're not that big though as Jaws.
No, they went to theaters. They performed well.
Theaters and made a lot of money.
Yes.
They're making a sequel.
So, I guess so. But if I wasn't on this show, and I didn't know, and I would not have known. Basically, none of this shit, because it's not like you could sit down and flick on your TV and then 47 meters down trailer comes on. Maybe
well,
promoting different.
Now, hold on, Keith. You are correct. Your television won't provide that information to you. But
there's
something called Google, dude. You can Google stuff before you say things.
I know, but you ain't going to just sit there and just be like, oops. 47 meters, you know, what shark movie or something like that, but that's how that goes. I mean, if people really indulged in them and actually watched them and watched some of the stuff.
People watch them. They make money.
Like, you definitely love it and everything like that, but I'm saying you don't see that. You don't just sit down and say, oh, here's a trailer for 47 meters down.
Sure you do.
I never did.
You can go on YouTube right now and type in shark movie trailers, and there'll be 20, 30 minute
of
how do you think, Keith, how do you think Maddie and myself and Monster find movies?
Exactly.
You have to go look.
I'm good at finding movies, too. I find them on Tubi and stuff like that. But all I'm saying is they spent $8 million on this movie, had sharks in it for about 5 minutes, and then on top of it, $8 million, you think your fucking little Caribbean hut would want to be in the middle of the ocean and look like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck did they know where they were like, fuck, there's a storm coming. I'm in the middle of an ocean with a fucking house. And how to get knocked into the ocean and shit, not go to shore. So it's fucked up. It's a confusing ass movie. It's not confusing now, but confusing in the sense that there's a lot of
I don't
like,
know about the movie, but I know I'm
going on with this fucking movie.
Right, I'm getting a little confused right now myself.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying.
Same.
All right, well, John, I wanted to say this, though. You know that half of that budget was spent on Alicia Silverstone.
Why would you spend $4 million bucks for her? You don't need $4 million bucks for her.
I'm guaranteed they spent at least $3 to $4 million on her.
All right. Well, Maddie, what do you think about the movie? I'm going to check on.
There's no way that movie was $8 million made with $8 million. They had to spend a
they
couple
million. They never moved from the fucking shore. They were in the water the whole time. They had to pay
Maddie, let Maddie talk. Maddie, what do you think?
I don't think it's as bad as people say, but I wouldn't necessarily say it was a good movie. I think it was done better in the 2018 movie Adrift, which didn't have sharks in it, but it was like a good romance on the water. Yeah, if you guys saw that, I like that movie a lot. That's what it reminded me of, just not as good and with a shark for the last 30 minutes. I also think that the house floating on the water, like I think it was when it pulls back and you first see it, it was terrible CGI, and it reminded me of, like, the spaceships in Leprechaun 4. So, hey, I think...
Don't be talking shit on Leprechaun 4.
I love Leprechaun 4. It doesn't have the best CGI.
It's my favorite Leprechaun
but
movie.
You get, but they spent the money on the leopard dog.
Okay. So, anyway, I think that, again, having them spend $8.5 million, it does not look like it, because I'm sorry, the CGI is really bad.
Oh yeah,
the effects are not good. Like, there's a lot of stuff that just didn't really work. Like, it had some all right ideas. I didn't hate it. I didn't like it a lot either. It's okay for what it is, but it didn't really know what it wanted to be. It's not even that much of a shark movie, which is okay if it's a survival movie, but it kind of felt all over the place. I think Alicia Silverstone tried her best.
Like I said, the story wasn't very well written. It wasn't very good.
No. So, you know, and I wasn't like on the edge of my seat or anything. Like, oh, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let's get on with it, you know? So,
it was
okay.
It was basically to promote her career or get her in a movie to make some money off of it. And I agree with Maddie on it. It's not a horrible movie. It's not the worst movie ever made. It's a survival movie. The way they put it together, it really hasn't been done that way. But it was just a simple fact. Like Maddie said, it didn't keep you on the edge of your seat. It was just like, I'd watch it for just to see her in it, but that's about it.
Yeah,
it's, man, I it's not good. It's a shit movie. Have we seen worse? I guess, yeah. But I don't know, man. They had money, and they had, you know, there's no reason why this thing shouldn't have been better than it was. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way. It should have been a lot better than it was, but...
Yeah. Better than the Joey Lawrence movie, though, Swim. So.
Yeah, that's not a high bar.
We had some good ones. We had some great ones.
So. Yeah, for being a bigger movie that should have gone to theaters and should have been a bigger movie, it fails, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah,
again, I don't think it's as bad as people say, but
nobody will own up to how much money she made off of Requiem, but it doesn't seem like it was a lot.
No.
So
that just seems like a big deal to me. Like, they should have had some a TV or said something like, "Hey, she's in this movie, come watch it." But it wasn't. It's like,
guys, Alicia Silverstone isn't a big name anymore.
No, she's really not.
No, she dropped off the map after the late 90s.
Yeah, I mean, she's currently in post-production on a movie called Reptile.
that sounds better than death.
Yeah,
she did a podcast series called Eat Shit, Kenny Daniels. So we're not talking about somebody that's racking up the monies here.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of how, like, they had Mandy Moore, who had not really been in much for a long time, and 47 Meters Down, didn't really revitalize her career or anything, but it's the same kind of thing where they kind of brought back someone who was...
Yeah, because Silverstone took a while off, actually, there when she had some kids in real life or whatever, so she stopped acting for a little while there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know much about her, so...
They're on, like, The View or something.
I'm not seeing a gap, dude.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, there was a time when she might have done, like, a couple of little things, like short films or something during that time, but
it
was a time where she didn't do feature films. It was sad because she stopped to have baby or whatever, or kids or whatever.
Yeah, she's got four or five projects every year, except for 2010, so maybe she took 2010 off.
Oh, maybe that was it, yeah. I don't know.
She's Batman. She's Batgirl, too.
Yeah, that's what I remember her best from.
Which is sad because. So cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's a terrible.
But you know that was cool when I was a kid. So.
All right. Well, I guess I know we're gonna get at least one Fins up for this stinker. But I'll go ahead and obviously it's Fins down for me. We'll save Monster for last. Maddie, what do you think?
Yeah, I was really when I was watching it torn between. You know, the dorsal and the Fins down, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Fins down. It's just, it should have been better. It's nothing original. It doesn't add anything new. It's just kind of exists, and you can watch it and maybe be slightly entertained, but it's not anything you're going to really remember and want to revisit, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to give it a Fins down.
Mom, not going to do Monster. We'll do Keith for next. Keith.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I really enjoyed Reese Witherspoon. I really wanted to see that movie.
I like Reese Witherspoon, too. I wish we had watched a Reese Witherspoon movie.
I wish she could come back after watching her in this movie. I wish she could come back and be like, yeah, let's restart. So just for that, not saying it was the worst movie I ever saw, but I thought it had a good plot to it. There was gaps in it, but I'll give her a dorsal fin. One dorsal fin for The Reckoning.
All right. Monster.
Well, I was going to give it a dorsal fin slumped over, but since Maddie gave it a fins down, and Keith, I would have thought, would have gave it a fins up since he liked... The movie that shall not be named, which is I don't understand his pick sometimes his what goes on up there, but so in that case I'm gonna give it a fins up only because these two gave it what I thought should be a dorsal fin. I thought both of them should give it a dorsal fin. It's not the best movie. It's not a bad movie by any means. It's better than a lot of stuff we've already watched. Like I said, 75% of stuff we've already watched on this show. It's better than, although it's not necessarily a shark movie. It's kind of like the Shark Hunter that we did, where a shark's in it and stuff, but it really doesn't have it too much to do with the shark at all. But yeah, so I would give it a dorsal fin slumped over, but I'm going to give it a fins up just so some people will watch it. You know, although I don't blame if you don't, but you know, it's not a bad movie. So just not good.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a movie that everybody should watch. A movie that I adore, my pick, which is Trailer Park Shark. From 2017. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, there are two lines in this movie that are two of my favorite lines ever in a shark movie. So tune back in or stick with us after the break. You're going to hear all about Trailer Park Shark.
Twitch of the death nerve. The first motion picture to require face-to-face warning. Every ticket holder must pass through the theater's final warning station. We must warn you. Face to face. Warning. Diabolical. Fiendish. Savage. Twitch of the death nerve. You may not walk away from this one.
Last year, you went on a run with Sonny Barger and the Hell's Angels on Wheels. Now, from the same producer, comes the uptight, terror-taught story of Angels from Hell. No communication. The story of their lives. These are the Cycle Psychos. Rebels on wheels, living a legend of violence. What they want, they take. What they don't want, they take apart. They are the last of the outlaws, and they call themselves Angels from Hell. You haven't seen a motorcycle picture till you see Angels from Hell. In color, starring Tom Stern as Mike, leader of the pack who says, everybody's got rights, we take ours. Angels from Hell tells it like it is. Suggested for mature audiences.
Won't have to take this abuse much longer.
Now we're back, and now it's time to talk about an all-time classic motion picture, Trailer Park Shark. Let me explain to you what happens in this classic piece of cinematic history. There's a trailer park filled with people who live in the trailer park. And the people who live in a trailer park decide to stick it to the man and steal some electricity to power their park. Free electricity. Good things. So they link up a wire to the new windmill that's been built just across the creek, lake. Not lake, but creek, river, whatever. And they hook a big-ass wire to it. But what they don't know is the guy who owns, like, the windmill and everything else in town, played by Dennis Haskins, wants the trailer park gone so he can redevelop the land. To that end, he sends out his minions to blow up the levees and flood the trailer park. And they're doing all of this under the cover of a big storm blowing in. So they blow up. Comedically, one of them basically totally screws the pooch, but they blow up the van full of explosives. The levee breaks. The flood happens. When all that happens, a shark comes down into the river and you know, basically gets trapped and attacks them. And the one guy, you know, basically electrocutes it with the wire that was hooked to the windmill. And the shark doesn't die, but just gets, like, electric. Now he's an electric shark because that's how biology works. And you find out that the guy who survived the attack also had his GoPro on, and he actually recorded one of the dudes that blew up the levee. So now Dennis Haskins, the evil bad guy, is like, you need to go back out there and kill them. So they all start going back out and trying to kill the people who are also trying to dodge now the now angry electric shark that's eating everybody. There's the people that managed to survive the flood and they're hanging out on the top of their trailers. You get all kinds of shenanigans, like a lady getting electrocuted and doing her like stripper dance on top of her trailer. There's a cowboy complete with a horse named Duke, who lives in a trailer park, and the cowboy and Duke do battle with the shark. And I will warn you, it doesn't go well for the horse. Saboteurs keep trying to come back and they're like basically trying to kill anybody that the shark doesn't get. And eventually all the bad guys get what's coming to them. And you get along the way a really cool Tara Reid cameo, you know, where she's like, they're like, there are sharks everywhere. She's like, sharks? I didn't see a tornado predicted on the weather. So, because, you know, she was in Sharknado. So I don't know if I have to tell people that. And did you guys realize this is from the director of Ghost Shark? No wonder I like it.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. If I recall, didn't you give Ghost Shark a fins down, though?
Yeah, but comparing Ghost Shark to
what
No, comparing Ghost Shark to what we've watched since. And this is his second bite at the shark movie, Apple. So, obviously, he learned from his previous mistakes and made this, which I genuinely and I have more to say, but I'm going to let you guys talk for a bit. I genuinely love this movie. I do.
Shark more, but.
So, Maddie, I know you're on my side. Talk about Trailer Park Shark.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love this movie. It's over the top ridiculous. It's like a perfect shark movie parody, and you know, the Tara Reid cameo and the Sharknado reference is definitely a favorite. But I remember buying this at Walmart when it came out, and I made my friend Brittany watch it with me, and we both, you know, had a good laugh with it. Like, you know, it's the type of shark movie you want to put on with your friends and laugh. And you know, all the rednecks, the characters are hilarious. Like you said, John, it's got a lot of great, you know, one-liners and stuff. It's just a really fun movie. It's like if you had a Jerry Springer episode with a shark in it, you know? It's hilarious. And poor Duke, or he calls him Dookie, which, you know, like Dookie.
Yeah, I love his battle cry when he's like Duke fighting the shark. He's also like, this is for my big brown Dookie! I'm just
funny.
I've watched this movie several times, and these lines still knock me off my chair.
This is only the second time I've seen it, and I don't know why, because it's so fun. And that poor Dookie, I mean, that's the saddest death of a horse since, you know, Never Ending Story, so.
Yeah.
That one's a blast.
Or Mr. Ed, you know? No.
Yeah.
Though, the greatest line in any shark movie ever was when the one lady says to the other lady, who are fighting over the biggest, fattest redneck dude I've ever seen, and they're like arguing, and she says to the other one, at least I don't go around letting everybody tongue punch my fart box.
Yep.
That's my new favorite line from a shark movie. This is.
Is that the first time you heard that before? You never heard that before?
No, I've heard it before.
I've heard people say that for.
Yeah, but I haven't heard it in a movie before this.
Yeah, I heard it in a movie a long time. My buddy used to say
you,
that.
You can remember that. You can remember that, but you can't remember the movie we are covering.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I cover all the movies real well. I go on expert. I don't know what to tell you. Do what I want.
You go on expert? What does that mean?
I got the biggest, I got 22-inch pipes.
What?
Yeah. Big muscles.
It's like I'm telling you guys.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's doing his own show over there. Just let him do it. So, Monster, what do you think of Trailer Park Shark?
Well, you know, I've seen this before. And, you know, watching it again, which is probably like my third or fourth time watching it. But I really enjoy this film. I do like it. You know, it's crappy and cheesy like it's supposed to be, and they know that, and so it's not trying to be something it's not, although it is, there are serious moments in it, which I really appreciate, mixed in with the comedy, so it's, you know, it's not just a slapstick comedy shark film, so, for that, I do like it. I did like a lot of the cameos and stuff too, and of course Dennis Haskins is just brilliant in it, because you know, after being Mr. Belding for all those years, it's cool to see him in a role like this where he's cussing and shooting stuff and, you know, being a kind of gangster almost, you know. So
he wears cowboy boots made out of people.
Yeah he's pretty, I'd say, yeah, it's, you know, it's completely the opposite of Mr. Belding. That's why I was like, I really enjoy that aspect of it, you know. And you know, what's his name? Ian Thomas, whatever.
Yeah, the guy from American Pie who didn't fuck the pie. Yeah,
well, he's not bad. I always enjoy him in movies, too. He's not a bad actor. He's not great, but he's not bad, you know, so I always enjoy him, too. So, and Tara Reid's little piece was, you know, I thought she should have done more, but it was all right. But
her cameo's funny. Trying to pick up pink flamingos with the fishnet.
Yeah. I did like how they tied the shark up, though, you know, up in the tree and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool, which I totally forget about. Every time I watch it, I always forget about that. So every time I see it, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot that they tied it up like that, and it's hanging from the tree. So
I don't know about you guys, but the one thing that I always notice about this movie is they obviously put a lot of time and effort into their script. because they don't beat the same two or three jokes to death. They give you, there's a lot of, this is a deceptively clever movie with the way that it's written and the way the characters are presented.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree.
I just like it because it's such a fun movie. Such a fun movie. And I'm slowly getting into more movies like that and stuff like that where they're fun. You know what I mean?
Just That's a good time to watch. Movie.
And I'm slowly getting into, I was more into like the serious movies and stuff. And I would think like the comedies were like, yeah, would. But I'm slowly seeing the point in watching them and having a good time with them.
That's what it's all about, having a few beers and watching shitty shark movies. That's what we're all about.
Having fun. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
This is way more fun than something like The Requiem.
Yeah, I'm starting to get, like, the real serious stuff. I'm
Although
really
I thought they were
to get
fun,
into, like, horror like that. Like, it's getting more, it's growing on me a little bit more. I used to like comedies, like, and serious movies, but I was more into, I'm getting more into horror and stuff like that, where I'm like, this is, it's good to just sit there and get used to stuff like that. It's a good movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Cool. And spoilers, but this is a good spoiler. I love the fact they didn't kill the dog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It seems to me, if you look at what the dog does, the dog is the smartest character in the movie.
Yeah, just stays floating and just chills.
Yeah, stays away from the shark.
Floating on whatever, yeah.
I got mad that they killed the black guy, though. I thought that black guy was hilarious.
The preacher guy.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
I was like, oh, man, every time I see them, like, oh, I always get so like, oh, crap, I forgot they killed him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone can't survive, just
I know, but you always...
That's the sad part about it.
Always root for him anyways, but...
Yeah.
Knowing the outcome, I still am like, oh. You know?
All the characters are really fun. I mean, they look like they're having a fun time. They work well together. I mean,
they just good cast that has some comedic chops. You know, they all can do comedy. Really well written movie, tongue in cheek, clever. Like you guys said, it's cheesy, but it knows that it's cheesy, and it just kind of leans into it. And, you know, it holds up really well. For after sure. 5 years, and for me, probably 5 or 6 watches, it's still funny.
Oh, yeah.
So I like this one a lot. I don't think it's going to be any shock that I'm giving it a fins up. But before we go any further, do you guys have anything else you want to say about it, or...
I just thought it was a fun movie. I'm getting more into horror and shark movies like this. I thought it was a great movie. What I thought you were when you put it up that we were watching a parody of Trailer Park Boys, but it wasn't. It was Trailer Park Shark, but it should make a parody of Trailer Park Boys with sharks. That'd be awesome.
Oh, well, somebody told me that in the UK it was actually named something different. I don't remember what the name was, but I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know, because it's like you never, I don't know.
They don't have trailer parks.
What was it?
They don't call them trailers. They call them caravans. It wouldn't translate. They wouldn't know what it was.
They ain't down in West Virginia.
All right, so
They called it Shark Shock. That's what they called it in the
US. That is Sharks. Weird.
Yeah, weird.
I mean, again, they don't have trailer parks, so I don't know that.
Yeah, Yeah,
just like I learned that they don't over there. They don't call strip malls. They don't call them strip malls. They just call it like the mall or whatever. And I was like, oh,
yeah, that's what we call them. We call them mall. I don't call nothing.
Weird.
I just call it a mall too.
Yeah, it's just a mall. You could call it a strip mall, but we just call it a mall.
Yeah.
That's too long of a word just to be like, I'm going to the strip mall. I'm going to the mall.
You're trying to act like that's too long of a word. You know how many times you've been like, I'm going to the strip club? Come on now, man.
I'm going to the club. I'm too lazy to say strip mall.
You're not going to say strip. Strip is a word in your vocabulary that you use, I'm sure, a lot.
I have been to a strip mall before, though.
You've been to strip
they're
clubs.
Bigger. There's right? a bigger one. There's a big one. They ain't just like a regular mole. There's a big one.
You've been to strip clubs before?
I am gonna drag the show back on track.
Sorry, John. Sorry. I had to, man. I had to.
All right. Keith. Fins up, fins down, what you got?
I'm going with both fins up. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm going to the strip mall later.
Monster.
Yeah, I'll give this one fins up. I mean, it's a good time. Like I said, it's not the best movie, you know, but it's not the worst movie either. Just like Requiem, but it's really a lot of fun and, you know, a lot of cool kills and stuff, even though, like, the CGI is bad, but they know it. So, I mean, they're not trying to sell you something that it's not. So, yeah, I enjoy it. I always enjoy it every time. So, fins up.
And last but not least, Maddie, what you thinking?
Oh, I mean, this is a really fun, inventive movie with a, you know, a different kind of shark plot. It's not the same old shit. It's funny as hell. You'll enjoy watching it. Get it. Grab a couple beers. Invite some friends over. Watch Trailer Park Shark. I give it a fins up.
Cool. We are unanimous in our love for the Trailer Park Shark. I think it's Monster's pick for the next show, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait, did you ask Keith if he gave a fins up or no? Or did I miss it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
He gave two fins up.
Yeah, I gave him two fins up.
But yeah, next pick is mine.
What do you got?
Well, you know, although you guys weren't really a fan of the Requiem, or however you say it, I thought both of those movies were fun, so I wanted to kind of keep the tradition of somewhat fun stuff going on. So, unfortunately, we do have to pay to rent this one because it's not for free anywhere right now, which is weird because normally it is for free all over the place. But I wanted to, I mean, as of recently, it's been free in a bunch of areas. But I wanted to revisit The Shallows because we have not covered that one yet with Blake Lively. So I figured that would be a good one to keep us on at least the fun track before we start watching some more crap stuff like that, like the film That Shall Not Be Named. So
it's free if you own it.
Well, yeah, if you own it, it's free, which I'm sure you do, Maddie, right?
John, I have an extra copy. I can mail it to you if you want.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've never actually seen it.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of why I picked it, too, because, I mean, me and Maddie, you know, we both like it, obviously. I mean, it's a fun movie. But so I figure, you know, give John a chance to see it, and we can review it because, you know, it's one we were gonna cover eventually, and at least it's somewhat fun. So, you know. It's
pretty I actually do really like Blake Lively. I think she's awesome. So
yeah, she's a great actress. I really enjoy her. Yeah.
I think it's the best of the recent like surge in big budget shark movies. But I'll save the rest.
They should bring shark movies to the forefront. You know, like these are good fucking movies. You know
what are you talking about, Keith?
I'm talking about Keith? How they bring shark movies to the forefront again.
Keith is saying that shark movies don't get popular and aren't as big as they should be.
I saw this in the theater.
I know. I've seen so many of these damn things. In the drive-in, I won't watch one of these new shark movies on purpose, but I always catch them as like the second part of a double feature at the drive-in.
Yeah,
and it's always fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we got a movie for the next show. The double feature was fun, but I mean, obviously, there's not enough to really do that all the time. So do we want to do a list? Do we want to do another game? Does somebody else have a different idea for a second segment in the next program?
I like game shows. I like doing all of them. They don't really... I used to be bad at the list. Remember when I sucked at the list? I sucked at the list for a long time. I was like,
Keith? Okay. Does anybody else have any ideas? Come on, Monster, help me out.
No, I mean, but I could do a game show next time if you want. I could come up with some questions. But I mean, no, I don't know. I don't know what else we could really do, you know?
I like it all. It doesn't matter. Double feature was kind of nice. We didn't have to think at all.
Yeah, but we
didn't think at all.
We can do that like once a year, maybe, for the next couple of years before we run out of shitty short movies to watch.
Well, you know, I was actually thinking we're going to do the next time it's my pick, I'm going to do another double feature. But I might do Shark Adjacent.
There you go. That would be good.
So, ocean-related horror that may or may not be sharks.
Yeah, I'm thinking that could be a cool idea.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is we still haven't covered Sweetheart. That's a great movie.
I haven't actually seen it. I've heard.
Oh my God, it's so good.
What that is?
It's basically Castaway, but with a lady who gets cast away, and instead of Wilson, there's a shark monster that crawls out of the ocean every night.
Okay, that's more up my alley because I'm not a Castaway fan at all. Like, that's a good movie, but I do not care for that movie.
Yeah, Sweetheart is it snuck out on Netflix, and it's a Blumhouse joint, and I had zero expectations, and I'm like, I watched it, and I'm like, why isn't more people talking about this? This is a fantastic fucking movie. So that'll probably maybe my next pick when it's my turn again. I'm gonna pick Sweetheart. So we'll put a bookmark on that one. So yeah, that's cool. That's another one that I know that I like that I think you guys will get a kick out of. And it's not technically a shark movie; it's a shark monster. But we've done like Sharkman already, so it's no different than that.
Yeah.
So we got Monsters Pick. We're doing The Shallows with Blake Lively, which is exciting because I haven't seen it before, and that sounds kind of cool. And then a monster, you're going to do a game show. Any theme to the game show that we should be prepared for?
No, but I'll try to make it somewhat easy and not too bad where you guys miss everything. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I try to give you a fair shot at some answers there and stuff. So
multiple choice, brother. Multiple
yeah, that's what choice. I was thinking. That was exactly.
Hey Keith.
Yeah.
Use the Google machine.
I'll Google it up.
Yeah, Google back in time, buddy. Google back in time.
Yeah. All right, I will. I'll get more in depth. I like I said, I'm getting into it where I'm like more in depth with that stuff now, and it's interesting. It's good stuff. I love it. I can see why you guys were. I mean, I was a fan my whole life, but I wasn't a huge fan of, like, watching it. And I could see where you guys were, like, fucking geeks about it.
Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
Keith, yeah. Next show, sit at a table and put the mic in front of you.
All right, I got you.
All right, because we do lose you at times and we can't hear you. So the Keithisms are not coming through clear, and that's a big
problem. I hear you. I'll do a better job at it.
Okay.
We don't hear you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have another show, and then I want to tease something, and unfortunately Monster won't be able to do it, but I've decided...
Yeah, you can't tease me. I don't go that way. So you can't tease me. I don't swing that way.
No, I'm teasing the audience that we are going to do a little live chat in person, Maddie, Keith, and I, because I've got my recording equipment.
Yes.
When I come out for halfway to Halloween Gross Fest, and we are gonna get together, right? We are gonna go out to Primanti's.
Yep.
So be ready because we'll have a little chit chat at Primanti's, and maybe, because we'll be surrounded by all the different posters and Steeler stuff, I will school my man Keith on Steelers football.
That's gonna be tough. If you can school me on Steeler football, then I'll buy you a Permani sandwich.
Well, you don't gotta buy me a sandwich. I'll buy my own sandwich.
School me on it. I'll buy it for you.
Oh, and wait, isn't that, what are we doing? Tim Gross is gonna lift Keith up or something? What the hell were we talking about?
Well, the plan is, you know, I was gonna shoot a post-credit scene for Bathtub Shark, and we were gonna put Tim and the shark head, and we were going to have him come up and try to pick up, not physically pick up, but like actually hit on Keith at the bar.
That's not, yeah, we're doing that.
Is it going to be a surprise when he walks up to me? Is it going to be like, am I getting ahead of time, or is this, or is it going to be Tim and the shark?
No, it's basically bathtub shark cruising for victims. Think Jason coming out of the, Ari Lehman's Jason coming out of the water at the end of the first Friday the 13th. It's a twist. Maddie can choose to use it or
not. I'll do it. Me and Tim work good together anyway.
Make him shove a handful of bugs into Keith's mouth, and Keith could eat a handful of stink bugs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I told everybody that Keith is going to set up. And Keith, I'm helping to crowdfund your project, your movie. And I told him you'd eat bugs for $5, and it would go towards you making a movie.
John, you got to make
that
and put it out and take a picture and post it, man. Seriously.
Hey, if I can get him, to eat bugs, I'll record that shit.
Eat a stink bug for $5.
Hey, May 1st is what day? What May 1st is what day? Is that a Saturday or Sunday? It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Depends on a day.
And then you got to be there at like 1. It's early. The last time I missed it because I came in late because I thought it was at night, but it's during the day. I'll definitely be there.
I thought halfway to Gross Fest.
I'll be a half an hour early. I'm ready for it. I'm pumped.
Saturday, but it's not a Sunday.
Oh.
You're still coming, right?
Yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll come out. I'm going to come out for that.
I wish I was
excited about it.
I'm going to have to work in the morning the next day. But yep. Hey, I'm still going to get, it'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be the time of my life.
Yeah, hey, we need to get Shitty Shark Show t-shirts made up with the catchphrase.
I was letting everybody
punch my fart box.
Ah!
or if you want to keep it simple, we could do Shitty Shark Show t-shirts with this is for my big brown dookie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to get t-shirts. I was like knocking the idea around with my stepfather because we're doing the Kodiak thing. And I was knocking it around. I even had somebody else that I work with that I'm managing now at my janitor job. And I was talking to him, and he made t-shirts, so we were knocking all around, doing this, that, where it's like, it's going to be tough for me to get them made and everything like that. It takes a lot and everything. I thought I had a piece to it, but it was a different kind, something different else, so I'm having a little trouble making shirts right now. I was on top of it for months, and then I couldn't get it done.
It's all good. So. I think we're going to wrap it up. What do y'all think? You good to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the end of the show. Does anybody have anything to say?
No, I'm good. I'm ready for the next podcast.
Oh, my God. Does anybody have anything to say here at the end of the show?
Good night, Maddie.
Good night, everyone.
Don't get bit.
All right. You know what? We just fucked it up. Later. See everybody next time.